my pleasure to welcome you to this, the fifth of these events that are going on, offshore wind power regional information meetings that have been going on statewide for the past month or so. Welcome to the San Jose Resort. Presumably this is near home for most of you, and it's our pleasure to be here tonight to engage you in this discussion, show you some information, and more importantly, get your thoughts, questions, and ideas out into the room. My name is Paul Landers, and I direct the Maine Sea Grant Program. Sea Grant is a national program funded by NOAA. It's lake-based at mostly land-grant institutions around the country. And I have the pleasure of administering Maine's program based at the University of Maine. I and my colleagues around the country are all very interested in how this issue of offshore energy, alternative energy, and wind energy is evolving, and it certainly is around the country. And here in Maine, we have a tremendous amount of interest and opportunity, and as this unfolds in the coming months and years, hopefully we can figure out if it's the right thing for us, and if it's the right thing, can we do it correctly. So I welcome you. I'm glad you could make it to tonight's meeting. To meet the agenda, I'll go through just a second. I want to introduce the panel, have them introduce themselves. We'll do that right now.
I'm
going to start here with Bob.
I'm Bob Marvin, state geologist in the Department of Conservation.
I'm Linda Murtha with the Maine Department of Marine Resources.
Jake Ward, University of Maine.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Layden. I work for the Maine Coastal Program at the State Planning Office.
And I'm Beth McGusty, and I'm with the Department of Environmental Protection.
Can you all hear okay? Yes. Try to make sure you can hear tonight and certainly see the presentation that we'll have in a minute. If you don't know the venue, the bathrooms, if you need them, are down those stairs that way, out the door and up the hallway a bit. There is some water back there if you need to wet your whistle in the next couple of hours. For the next couple of hours, most of the time it's going to be yours. If you'll give us your patience for maybe this first 20, 30 minute block when we share some information, we'll After these remarks, a presentation on an introduction to wind energy, which Bob will give to you. And then primarily, we expect by 7 o'clock to open the floor. We have a microphone here for you to use. We'll ask that you do use that mic in asking your questions. And I'll go through the ground rules for you now. You've seen them before if you've been in these kinds of settings, and I'll go over them again later in the program. But certainly, we want to make sure we share the airtime. Everybody who has something to say, we hope we'll get a chance to come up and ask a question. We need to do this one person at a time, and my way of doing that will be that I'm going to insist that you use the microphone. Not only helps me with crowd control, but it helps to make sure that your friends and neighbors can hear your question. Well, be brief. Please be brief. This isn't an opportunity to pontificate and tell long stories, but we at the same time do want to hear meaningful information, things that you might think is important for this group to consider and for the state to consider in their deliberations and discussions about this issue. Certainly speak from your experience if you can. You know, many of us read and see a lot of things that we want to believe, but what's more important are the things that you've actually experienced that you know are worth sharing. So please speak from your experience when you can. Be respectful of your neighbors and the folks in the room, and certainly to our visitors and the panelists here that have come down this evening to be with you. And finally, again, just please stay on topic. Our topic tonight being offshore wind energy and the opportunity and issues surrounding that here for Maine. I want to make sure that everybody got the handouts. There's a whole set back there. I think everybody probably did. If it's not, we'll be referring to those throughout the course of the evening. This meeting is largely based on the three regions that are represented in the handouts, that being the Monhegan area, the Tinicus Island and the vicinity, Isle of Hope, the offshore island, outer portions of Penobscot Bay. Indeed, there's probably some folks here who came from another part of the state, and please, welcome and share your concerns as well if you didn't make it to the other sessions that happen and anything is gained, and we're glad that you could be here tonight. But that's the reach that we're really focusing on tonight. And just so you know, this roadshow, as it were, made an appearance in Ellsworth, Wiscasset, Machias, and Wells. So largely the coast of Maine has been fairly well represented. I want to thank beforehand the panelists for coming down. We have a lot of expertise here. This is largely the group that has been at all the other meetings for the most part, and they're up on a lot of the issues. We probably have a lot of the answers, but just in case they don't, be clear that they're doing their best for you. And the proceedings from tonight, although not being recorded by the state, that is, with a machine, are being recorded on paper, and your comments are being taken and will be carried on in this discussion and deliberation. So, and I guess I'll point out that Mr. Huber here is in the room, and he tends to record everything he goes to, and so he's here tonight, and in that sense, you are being recorded by a local
radio, WRFR Community Radio.
WRFR Community Radio is recording. So just so you know that, and you just full transparency. With that, I think we'll get started with the presentation, and again, we'll follow that up with Q&A. This is about 20 minutes, and I think very informative. So turn it over to Bob.